Hey guys, we just listened to Trait Trait Chic by Mosi and Worker, Two of Hearts by Stacey Q, Suave by, wait, what is the name, Levi, what's the people that sang Suave?
Acrylla, I think, and Jane Remover.
Okay, We started off with 1965 by Headache. Does anyone have anything to say before we go into more music?
Let's talk about how awesome our morning was.
We had a great morning. Tell everyone about our morning.
It's true. We got up early.
Really early.
Too early, actually.
That's okay. It's okay. We just need coffee.
Yeah.
We got up early. We went to Henry's.
Henry's
Diner.
Because, believe it or not, Friendly Toast is closed.
What? Yeah, for renovation.
For renovation.
What is Talia going to do?
I don't know. Our friend works there, and she didn't tell us.
She's been sitting in a parking lot.
But anyways, we went to Henry's Diner, and it was really good. We got, the best breakfast ever.
Interesting conversations, too. You ever...
It was a lot of...
I can say that word? Okay.
Okay, but just don't go in depth.
Okay. We were at the diner, you know, sitting right behind a family. Of course, we had to talk about smut, as you know.
About smut and, like, Twilight, and Levi just recently informed me that the writer of Twilight is
Mormon.
Is Mormon.
Which I feel like is commonly known, dare I say.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know that.
Among Twilight enthusiasts.
It is commonly known.
I didn't know that. I've been learning a lot about Twilight recently. I've been listening to it a lot recently. It's been great.
It's not very good, but it's also like really
someone just
good.
Typed in and said the milkshakes at Henry's Diner are delish.
Wait,
I've never had a milkshake, but I will say I noticed today on the napkin thing they have the best milkshakes in town. That's what it says.
Is that self-proclaimed or is
I think it's self-proclaimed, but if www.59916 at chat dot barbershop.wrv.org think so too, then like
we gotta trust their word. All right, next time we'll get a milkshake as well.
Okay,
but
we'll
wait,
get a milkshake.
Dare I say before we start this next set, milkshake at 9 a.m. is a little crazy.
Milkshake is like an afternoon / late night snack, and you need to order it with fries and dip them in the milkshake.
I agree. But you know what could work is if you're with a bunch of people and you get a milkshake, then it's like, okay, we can split it up like amongst.
Yeah, exactly.
Amongst
you know
the
when
friends.
They give you a milkshake and then they give you the extra like tin cup thing and you like it's really cold like on the side. You've ever had that?
Wait,
you've had that. That's like they have that at like Shake Shack or something.
The tin cup.
The thing that they make the milkshake in and then they like I don't know what it is,
okay,
but it's crazy.
I'm getting the vision,
well,
but
you guys weren't at the diner long enough. You're supposed to stay for like hours.
Well, we had a schedule to enact.
Yeah, we did have a
schedule.
So
anyways,
how many hours were you there?
Literally like maybe less than 30 minutes.
No, we were there for over 30 minutes.
We were there for like
we had a nice
minutes.
Long talk about smut and Twilight.
Yeah.
Right next to a family of four, might I add.
And a child, a baby with a mullet. It was beautiful.
There's this baby with a crazy mullet.
Chat.barbershop@wrev.org also said milkshake at 9 a.m. is acceptable if you're hungover BTW.
Oh!
Yes, that's the exception. Okay. That's
this
the exception.
This is true. All right. You should have gotten a milkshake then, Anna. What were you doing?
Okay.
Listen,
don't expose me in front of
just
my listeners.
Honest,
my family.
Nobody's mad at me.
Anyways, then we got coffee and we picked up Cam and we hung out with Cam and Adam and Levi while they had breakfast, and now we're here, and now Josie has joined us too since the last time we talked. So say hi.
Vibes.
Say hi, Josie.
Josie, how was your night?
Hello, my night was really good.
Okay, we're gonna go. We've been yapping too much.
Get around the
We're gonna put back on some music. We're gonna listen to I Know by Cusp. Enjoy.
I'm Ice cream, ice cream, we fought, you win. You hit me once across the face, you hit me twice across the back.
make so much money. I swear I never get any older. But I don't talk to my mother, cause that prick's got a chip on his shoulder. Oh yeah, I'm feeling real good. How much for one of those cigars? Dragon, baby, I cough up burning hot tar.
Hey guys, welcome back. We just heard Shotgun by Soccer Mommy, and it was the Magdalena Bay remix. Code I Would Buy by Joey, Real Bad Looking by Alex Cameron, Romance by Nina, and does anyone speak French here? By Dietro. And then we started off the set with I Know by Cusp. Before we get talking, I have a message for you guys. Cooking with roommates. Cooking with roommates is a shared activity that many people use to create routine, reduce stress, and build a sense of community at home. Studies in psychology and nutrition research note that preparing meals with others can support emotional well-being by creating predictable social time and lowering feelings of isolation. Group cooking can also make daily life more manageable. People often divide tasks, share ingredients, and experiment with new and different recipes. In many living situations, shared meals can become a new way roommates communicate and check in with each other. In many homes, it simply becomes a moment to laugh together, compare questionable chopping skills, and enjoy the process as much as the meal. This message has been brought to you by your kitchen collaborating DJs here at WREV FM Burlington. Okay, what do we want to talk about, DJ... DJ Jane Doe.
They're
clocking in.
We're
appropriate conversation.
No, we're not. Let's talk about how it's gonna rain for the next month.
Yeah, this is our weather segment as well.
It's looking dire. It's looking dire. I haven't been to the beach in like a week.
Wow. And I'm losing my tail. Life is so hard.
Yeah. Last time, actually, let's talk about how I got the worst sunburn of my life.
Yeah,
like
genuinely. Tell us more.
Well, I don't really sunburn.
This is also like a sunscreen PSA.
Yeah,
this as well, is all,
yeah, yeah. Make sure to wear sunscreen because I don't really burn very easily. But for some reason, I decided let's put on zero sunscreen and go to the beach and just
lay
in the sun all day. My
famous
back,
last words.
My back. It's not like it's not like peeling or anything. It's just really pink. But I was at work and it started to itch like uncontrollably. Like I had to go to the bathroom and take my shirt off. Like I was tweaking, like writhing in like.
Oh my
agony.
God!
You know
like,
what?
You need some aloe vera.
Cloudy, you. It looks like you're not gonna get burnt, but you will.
Aloe vera.
That's crazy.
You know what I find interesting, which is like kind of stupid.
Let's hear it.
But the fact that you can get sunburnt while skiing. Like people have,
bro, because it reflects off the snow. Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
It's crazy. I'm always like,
and
girl.
Then you get the little goggle tan line.
Do you think is that tough or not?
Welcome
to our
tough.
New segment, tough or not?
Goggle tan line,
not tough.
Slipping on a banana,
tough.
Low key.
Tough. Because
I mean,
you have a story
to
tell.
The best of us, honestly.
Having your underwear line showing.
Ooh,
not tough. I'm not tough.
Oh, underwear line? Or
like you're wearing leggings and you can see the line.
Alright, well, because everybody knows whale tailing is tough.
That's tough.
Wait, you remember we talked about this, how, like, whale tailing is tough, but for like a guy, if like...
If you can see the back of a guy's underwear... Man, he looks job. But if you can see the back of a woman's underwear, that's tough. But if you can see the front... of a man's underwear.
That's tough.
He's a slut, and he's a that's tough.
Oh! Oh! Disclaimer.
I'm sorry.
You gotta read it.
Can you read it? No.
You're not allowed to say that
the
word.
Hello. The preceding material presented here at 90.1 WRV FM Burlington may seem objectionable to some listeners. We would like to make it clear that this material does not necessarily represent the viewers of our station or its staff. If you have any comments or concerns, please call us at 802-656-3439. If you got that, I am dyslexic.
Okay, sorry.
It is so bad. And thank you for tuning in to a better alternative, 90.1 WRV Burlington. Okay. And I am sorry.
Bro, the opinion was just too strong. You couldn't resist.
But if you can see the front of a woman's underwear, that's on accident.
I'm gonna say the front of the woman's underwear, it's tough.
It's still a little tough. If you can see a woman's underwear, it's nice.
Yeah, genuinely.
It's nice.
Okay, should we switch
to
some music?
That was a weird thing to talk
bringing
about.
Bringing you the best opinions in Burlington. We're gonna go off to a new song from Ear. So please enjoy.
Presence in my life, getting in my car, 'cause that.
Everybody, I want to be loved.